Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. I am an optimist. I get discouraged at times, but an hour or two later, and I'm wearing a smile and looking forward to tomorrow. I learn more by experience than I do from reading a book or watching a YouTube video. I learn many truths from my experience. Sometimes I learn the hard way. One of the truths I've learned was that life taught me while I grieved is that if I remained at the cemetery where my wife was buried, either literally or figuratively, I'd become like a piece of fruit left too long in the drying process, shriveling, losing my ability to function, and starting to believe that adventure lived in the rearview mirror. I knew this at a deep level. It was more grace than intellect on my part. The truth didn't whisper. It screamed that life wasn't through with me yet. It grabbed me by the shoulders and shook me so hard, I half expected my eyes to roll out of my head. It was saying, "Get off the sidelines, Ray. Don't worry about where you're going, what you do. Let life unfold in front of you, and you'll discover the path meant for you." J.R.R. Tolkien's words from The Hobbit rang true to me, where he says, "The greatest adventure is what lies ahead. Today and tomorrow are yet to be said. The chances, the changes are all yours to make. The mold of your life is in your hands to break." You and I can't stay in the cemetery. We were born to live, to enjoy life, and have adventurous spirits. Sure, we took a big hit. It hurt, and at some level, will continue to hurt throughout our lives. At some point, we have to face the hurt, not to ignore it, but to see it as part of life. Because if we hadn't carried this pain, the one we love would be the one who is carrying it. And we wouldn't wish that on them, not for a moment. We are enduring the hurt and suffering for them. Our courage in doing so proves beyond a doubt that we are bigger than the hurt we experienced. Poet Rainer Maria Rilke suggests something special in his poem, What Survives. He is telling us that our lost loved ones may not be so far away. Here is his poem. "Who says that all must vanish? Who knows? Perhaps the flight of the bird you wound remains, and perhaps flowers survive, caresses in us in their ground. It isn't the gestures that last, but it dresses you again in gold armor from breast to knees, and the battle was so pure, an angel wears it after you. Maybe the love we lost hasn't vanished at all. Maybe it's changed forms, woven into sunlight, a breeze, a memory that suddenly brings a smile. Don't stay parked at the rest stop on your highway to life. Ease back in, flow with the traffic. You'll know when it's time to hit the passing lane. And don't worry, if you stall or stumble, you're strong, you're resilient, you will endure." Poet Adelaide Crapsey captures our fighting spirit in her poem, Adventure. She ends her poem with a mantra written exclusively for us, where she says, "All the world was made for me." Isn't that wonderful? Say it to yourself. All the world was made for me. Here is her brief poem. "Sun and wind and beat of sea, great lands stretching endlessly. Where be bonds to bind the free? Ah, all the world was made for me." And it was. Go forward fearlessly into tomorrow. Your loved one is there with you. There is nothing to fear. Never give up. Never quit. Life will reward you. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.